Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for that introduction. It's actually not as impressive as it sounds. You made it sound more impressive than it actually is. Today I'm going to be presenting a project that I've been working on, and I think of it right now more of a thought exercise that that kind of questions a little bit about what exactly we mean when we use duration or years of residence or length of stay in the United States as an approximation for acculturation, which is something that's really commonly done in immigrant health literature. I don't know if you've seen the abstract on the APHA website. It's changed a little bit, but the basic idea is still the same. And this is just to say I have no relationship to this close. So duration or years in the United States or length of stay in the United States, as I said, is often used as a proxy for acculturation in the immigrant health literature. And I think for most of us in this room, the idea of acculturation is something that's very familiar, but a formal definition that's really taken hold in the public health literature is one that was put forward by Vogler and colleagues in 1991 that says acculturation is a process whereby immigrants change their behavior and attitudes towards those of the host society. So when we use duration as a proxy for acculturation, the theorized pathway is that longer duration leads to more acculturation, which leads to poorer health. And the way that this has typically been studied, because most of our data sets are cross-sectional, is to compare the health trends of longer-term immigrants to those who are more recently arrived. And there are many, many studies that have found that immigrants with longer years of U.S. residence have poorer health than more recently arrived ones. And I just put several of the most cited studies up here, and I'm sure for many of you these are very familiar. These have been cited over hundreds of times. And sort of taken together as a body of literature, they have established this idea that longer duration is worse for your health, which is often attributed to this idea of acculturation. But with this project, I wanted to kind of take a step back from the coupling of duration and acculturation and take a close look just at the empirical trends between duration and physical health outcomes across a variety of data sets and populations. And in doing so, start to sort of ask exactly what it is that duration means. So with this, I examined the consistency of duration patterns. And with this project, I tested the relationship between duration and disability status in three national data sets with very sizable immigrant populations. I compared Latino trends and Asians to one another, and I compared men and women within each of these groups. And I think an analysis like this has both methodological and theoretical importance. Methodologically speaking, a lot of the studies that I had just previously showed you that are very widely cited use data from the early 1990s, so we need to do sort of a more updated analysis to see if these trends have maintained over time. And also, these studies use very different models, so it's hard to exactly pinpoint what the statistical effect of duration is. So in this study, I used the same model across many different analyses. But I also think that there are some theoretical implications, and I've kind of touched on this a little bit, but I think what this analysis does is it kind of lets us take a step back from the assumption that duration always equals acculturation. And leads us to sort of maybe think about what duration might else be encompassing. Because if we assume that acculturation is the primary driver behind these acculturation trends, we should expect to see consistency across different data sets and different populations. But if there's inconsistency, this can complicate this assumption, and then maybe we can start to think a little bit differently about what duration is. I used three data sets for this analysis: the American Community Survey, the National Health Interview Survey, and the National Latino and Asian American Survey. All three data sets are nationally representative, which means that they all have sort of different samples and different sample sizes, but they're weighted to represent the national population of Asians and Latinos in the United States. The ACS and the NHIS are collected every year, but I limited to the 2002-2003 wave because this coincides with the collection period of the NLOS. I only included people of working age because some literature has shown that the duration effect actually disappears for older immigrants. And the sample includes both foreign-born and U.S.-born Latinos and Asians. And the sample sizes are listed below. The American Community Survey, by and large, has the largest sample the in-laws has a substantially smaller sample. The health measure I used was disability status, and this actually was the only health measure that was consistently measured across all three data sets. But disability status itself is, I think, a useful measure of physical health because it encompasses sort of specific health problems, like chronic conditions or very specific kinds of impairments. But it also includes disorders not usually thought of as health-related problems like alcoholism, senility, depression. So it captures a very wide range of conditions. I created a binary variable, so if a person reported that they had any one of these five disabilities, they were coded as being disabled. So I did sort of two sets of analyses. The first is I compared Latinos and Asian immigrants to one another. The main independent variable was a categorical nativity and duration variable, and I controlled for ethnicities, age, educational status, and gender. And so here are the results for the first data set, which is the American Community Survey. And what I did is I graphed the results of the regression models just to make the trends easier to see. So on the x-axis, we have the different duration categories, and on the y-axis, we have the predicted probabilities of disability. So the reference group was the 0 to 5 year group, which is here all the way at the left. So all the different duration groups are being compared to this reference group, the 0 to 5 year group, which is the most recently arrived immigrants. And for the ACS, we see a trend whereby all the subsequent duration categories have a higher predicted disability than the reference group. And these are statistically significant differences. And we see a similar trend for both Latino and Asian immigrants. Here are the results for the NHIS. For this survey, the duration categories were coded slightly differently, but the years overlap pretty well. And again, the reference category was the most recently arrived immigrants, which are those with 0 to 4 years duration. And the trend here is that those first three duration groups, the 0 to 4 year, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14 years, are not statistically significant. So while it looks like there's an upward trend here, that might as well be a flat line. The only significant difference was between the most recently arrived immigrants and the longest term immigrants. And these, for both Latinos and Asians, were this longest term group had significantly higher predicted disability rates. And finally, here are the results for the last survey, the NLOS. And you'll notice here that the y-axis for the predicted disability rates are a little bit higher, and I'll explain why that is later. But if you just sort of look at the trends, there's no significant differences across any of the duration categories for either Latinos or Asian immigrants, so this might as well be a flat line. So with all three data sets up here, I just want to point out how different the lines look from one another. So if we concentrate on the red line, which is the disability trend for Asian immigrants, for the ACS, it's slowly moving upward, which means that there's higher disability prevalence with longer duration. For the NHIS, we only see that higher disability prevalence at the very end. And for the NLOS, this might as well be a straight line. There's no pattern here. So the next set of models, I looked at men and women separately within Latino or Asian samples. Here are the details of the model. I can go over this in the Q&A, but I think the results are a little bit more important. Starting first with Latinos comparing men and women, again, here are the results for the ACS, and we see a similar upward trend, where for both men and women, the longer you've been here, the higher your predicted disability. For the NHIS, those first three duration categories, there's no differences among them, and the only difference we see is for those who have been here the longest. The trend is a lot stronger for women, who are the blue line, than it is for men. For men, that difference is only marginally significant. And then here are the results for the final survey, NLOS. Again, there's no significant differences across the duration categories here. So here are the same results this time for Asians, and we essentially see the same results as we did for the Latinos. In the ACS, there's a very common and robust upward trend. For the NHIS, again, there's no differences across these early groups. We see a little bit more of a difference across the longest-term group. But for the Asians, actually, this trend, the significance goes away. It's only marginally significantly higher for women. For men, there's no difference. And finally, as with all the other analyses, there's no significant differences across the duration categories for the final survey, which was the EDLOS. So by and large, the duration categories, if we looked across the different data sets, they're absolutely not consistent for Latinos or Asians or for men or for women. So remember, these were nationally representative samples. So each of these are supposed to represent the population of Asians or the population of Latino immigrants in the United States. But we saw very different duration results across each of the three data sets. The only real consistency that we saw was within the data sets. So the ACS displayed a consistent positive effect, whereby the longer you've been here, the higher your predicted disability. The NHIS sort of had the same idea, but it was a very weak pattern in which sort of it was driven mainly by the difference between the most recent and the longest term immigrants. And finally, the NLOS had no pattern at all. And there were no differences between Asians or Latino immigrants, and no differences between men and women within these groups. So what do these, taken together, what do these findings suggest? First is that the duration results were very sensitive to whatever sample we were using. So what could explain this? First is the issue of sample size. So the ACS, which sort of had the most consistent and significant results, also had the largest sample size. By and large, it was multiple times larger than the other two data sets. So whenever you're using such large data, you're more likely to get significant results because the power of your analysis is so strong. So this actually leads us to question whether or not the predicted disability results were meaningful. And what I mean by that is I have the graph for the ACS up here again, and this time it's separated by Asians and Latino immigrants. And if we focus on the Asian line, you'll notice that the difference between the reference group and the longest term immigrant group, which is the 21 plus years, the difference in their predicted disability was only 1.5 percentage points difference. So while this is a very significant difference, it's significant at the p less than 0.01 level, you have to wonder whether over the course of 20 years, if an increase in disability prevalence of 1.5% is something that's actually meaningful if you're looking at, you know, the person's quality of life or their actual health status. And just to give you a little bit of perspective, the U.S.-born Asian prevalence for this same outcome was something like 8%. So the foreign-born have consistently lower disability prevalence than the U.S.-born. So going back to the implications of the findings, the second point to think about is how the sensitivity to the data set might actually suggest how important the health outcome measure is. So I mentioned earlier when I first showed the results for the NLOS, which is that final data set, I said that the y-axis, the predicted disability rates, were much higher. And it's because the NLOS has a looser definition of disability than the other two data sets do. So that measure was noisier. So that might have been sort of the reason why we didn't see as strong of an effect. But sort of if we think about the broader literature, there's a lot of heterogeneity in health outcomes in the empirical literature as well. So, for example, BMI is something that's been shown to be consistently related to the duration groups. And this is pretty consistent across different data sets, across different studies. But the same can't be said for self-rated health. The results for self-rated health are really all over the place. So health outcomes matter. The way you measure them matter. And this is probably because there are several different pathways encompassed in this duration measure that are associated with these very unique health outcomes. So this point about measurements and health outcomes is, I think, a nice segue into the theoretical implications of my findings, which sort of raise the question of using utility duration as a proxy for acculturation. So if acculturation was indeed the primary driver of difference across duration groups, we would have expected to see a lot more consistency than we actually did. So for Asian immigrants, in some data sets it was there, in other data sets it wasn't at all. So this variability suggests that duration is capturing many things, both methodological and substantive, and I'm sure some acculturation mechanisms are in there, cultural change, Those are very, very important. But just the idea of using duration as itself might be capturing things that could be adding a lot of noise to the effect. So moving forward, if we as researchers want to use duration as a proxy for acculturation, we should start to be a little bit more specific about what we think the processes are and start to test them and consider them as mediators, which up to this point has only been done in a very limited respect. So thank you.
Does anyone have questions for Dr. Earl? Oh, please introduce yourself.
Yes, that's a really good point, and I think that certainly the different data sets have different purposes. The ACS is sort of used, it's now replaced the long form for the census, the NHIS is very health-oriented, and the NLOS is just focused on Latinos and Asians. And certainly there are differences sort of in the purposes of the sample, but the main point, that the reason why I chose these three is because they're supposed to be nationally representative. So even though the samples were collected under sort of different motivations, if you weight the sample, it's supposed to be nationally representative. And also, sort of, if you look at the literature, these are the three main data sets that are used to establish the duration idea. So it's kind of, I think that's a good point, but I sort of had my own motivations for using them. Yeah.
Sorry, there was another question over here. Ma'am. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Thank you. I think whatever is known about it can be meant for the sense of the literature on acculturation, which I guess I feel like is kind of quirky. And I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit more on the last, I think in the last slide, you were talking about the more inclusive pathway. You're thinking about that maybe it's not a linear relationship, or are you thinking about pathways that are specific? And I say this because recently you just did analysis of the big data in both Asians and Latinos. And one of the things we found was that for just the BMI of children, BMI of children with families that have lived here longer was the lowest compared to those that just arrived and those who were born in the U.S. And we kind of are speculating that maybe people come with somewhat healthy ideas about behavior, but when you plunk into a new environment, it takes time to figure out what's healthy and what's not healthy. So if you could comment on that, please.
Sure. Do I have time? Can I? Okay. Yeah, that's a really good point, and actually Jennifer Van Hook, who's the demographer at Penn State, has sort of found the same patterns in Latino children as well, that those who are most recently arrived have the lowest BMI compared to those who've been here longer. So she's kind of saying, you know, we sort of come with preconceived notions and ideas about how migrating will help or hurt our health behaviors. But I think to go back to your idea about specific mechanisms for duration, so that my whole dissertation was kind of thinking about what exactly duration encompasses. And I think the reason why we find such a strong connection with BMI is that because there is, so AFRISH, for example, has found that health behaviors change with longer duration. So if we're thinking about BMI, the connection there is a lot easier to make. And also, but in one of my dissertation papers, I actually found that while health behaviors do change with duration, they don't completely explain the duration effect. So there's something over and above changing health behaviors that's happening with longer residents in the United States. And if you look at the economics literature, they are also very interested in duration, but for very different reasons, because they have found that the longer you're here, the more money that you make. So there's kind of like these contesting ideas. So when we become very specific about the health outcome, number one, and number two, what we think the pathways are, then I think we get a better sense of what it is duration exactly is.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to ask everyone else to hold your questions to the end. I just wanted to do a few.